Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
You know, Biff, I just don't see how you can claim that the universe just happened.
Oh, of course it just happened. All the evidence points to a periodical evolution whereby minor organisms over a tremendous period of time mutated into vastly different organisms. It's fact, Joe. Believe it.
It's anything but fact, Biff. If we evolved, how come there aren't any transitional species? You know, an animal halfway between one species and another. I mean, there's
What about Planet of the Apes, huh? Those guys are half ape, half man, huh? They even wore clothes and talked. So how can you say there's no transitional...
Oh, come on, Biff. You know as well as I do that Planet of the Apes isn't real. I'm talking real-life transitional species. There isn't one.
Yes, there is.
What?
The Dalmatian.
What? What are you talking about?
The Dalmatian is a transitional state between a dog and a cheetah. That's why it's got spots. It started as a dog and was slowly mutating into a cheetah.
Yeah.
And somehow it got frozen in its transitional state. Oh, come on, Joe. That's just one example of evolution at work. I could name thousands of other ones, like...
The Dalmatian mutating into a cheetah and somehow got frozen in its transitional state? That's probably the stupidest argument I've ever heard for evolution. Next, you're probably going to tell me that the duck is really a duck-billed platypus frozen in transition, or the zebra, maybe a black-and-white version of the tiger, huh? Or the ant is really an antelope in its transitional state?
Joe, face it, evolution happened. I mean, can you honestly look at me and say that I don't closely resemble an ape?
You know, Biff, I don't think I can. I think we finally agree on something.
Well, thank you.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up.
Sunday night. Now, don't worry, we just got started. You haven't missed much. This is Richard K. Allison inviting you to join us for an hour of good stuff. All the regulars are on hand, of course. Jeffrey S. Miller and his refreshment committee, Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band, and our special guests tonight, all the way from California, the Maranatha Praise Band. That's right, they're back for another visit with more of that great music. So close the windows, turn up the radio good and loud now, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore, anymore.
Yeah! There's lots more to come, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and welcome to another Sunday night. Coming to you this evening, as usual, from beautiful Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're glad you decided to tune us in. My name is Richard K. Allison, and I'm your host for these little extravaganzas we throw your way every week. And tonight we've got a goodie for you. Of course, all the regulars are on hand. Jeff Miller and his refreshment committee will be here. Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band. And our special guests tonight, back with us once again. We just had such a good time the first time they were here. It was only natural to have them back. The Maranatha Praise Band. We know you're going to enjoy them. Change is a difficult thing. Transitions can be very troubling. We have chosen as a theme tonight to sort of touch on from time to time this theme of change, of transitions. Of course, life is full of them. They're nothing new. In fact, during my acting career, I played many characters who were in transition. One of them was King Arthur in Camelot. The play opens with Arthur in a rather unkingly position. He is waiting for a wife, a marriage that has been arranged for him, and his response is anything but regal.
I know what my people are thinking tonight. As home through the shadows they wander, everyone smiling in secret delight, they stare at the castle and ponder.
Whenever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say,
I wonder what the king is doing tonight. Ooh, what merriment is the king pursuing tonight? The candles at the court, they've never burned as bright. I wonder what the king is up to tonight.
How goes the final hour as he sees the bridal bower being regally and legally prepared?
Well, I'll tell you what the king is doing tonight. He's scared! He's scared! You mean that a king who fought a dragon, whacked him into and fixed his wagon, goes to be wed in terror and distress? Yes! A warrior who's so calm in battle, even his armor doesn't rattle, faces a woman petrified with fright? Right. You mean that appalling clamoring that sounds like a blacksmith hammering is merely the banging of his royal knees? Please. You wonder what the king is wishing tonight. He's wishing he were in Scotland, fishing tonight. What occupies his time while waiting for the bride? He's searching high and low for some place to hide. And oh, the expectation, the sublime anticipation he must feel about the wedding night to come. Well, I'll tell you what the king is feeling tonight. He's numb, he shakes, he quails, he quakes, and that's what the king is doing tonight.
Well, thank you. Tommy Coombs. I'm going to talk with Tommy just a little bit. He's the spokesperson, originator, organizer, puller together of this here group. Isn't that right, Tommy? Networking kind of guy. Tom, what? How long has this group been together?
Well, it's been 2 years last week. We came together as a part-time 12-week experiment.
Now, you, of course, are very much connected with doing, in people's minds, connected with praise music. And is that basically your mission, is to be sort of a model for worship and praise, musical worship and praise?
That's the real reason why we came together, because everybody in this band is a solo artist or a singer or songwriter, musician in their own right, and that's their full-time job. We come together for special things like this, and some crusades with a couple of young evangelists to pool our talents. And we're learning about worship ourselves, but we're modeling these exciting new forms and teaching them to church musicians, pastors, people like that.
So there's also some evangelism work involved.
Yeah, that was kind of the big surprise. You know, the neat little categories that we normally separate worship and evangelism apart from one another. When the Spirit starts moving, God does kind of everything at once. You know, we've seen 13,000 people come to the Lord this summer just by doing five or six mini crusades with a couple guys.
How exciting. Now, is this mainly out in the California area?
This summer it was California, North and South, and in Hawaii. And we hope to do it in some other communities, because my feeling is that this needs to happen everywhere. Our youth especially need to see something exciting and fun in Christianity.
I agree. Exciting and fun. Two words that apply to the Maranatha Praise Band. Take it away. Chapter of Revelation, where we learn that he's not only the lion, but he's also the lamb.
Lowly sacrifice, who became a victim. Standard band. We got Scott Melchow there on the bass, Dale Mendenhall on woodwinds, playing the flute this evening, Dale, I see. Yeah, that's they still call it the flute, don't they?
That's right.
And Jesse Wheeler over here on the drums. What do you have in mind for us this evening?
This is How Majestic Is Your Name by Michael W. Smith. Okay. Updated just a little bit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You guys know me too well.
Well, take it away, Mike. Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band.
Welcome back to the second half of Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison. And, Mike, I tell you, you have been waxing creative. I can't believe here we are talking to you again. Now, you're going to have to explain this song to us, too. What is going on here?
Okay, well, we're all diverse people.
Yes.
And I had a very different background than my wife, Joy, did. Okay. And one of the things that's different is the music of our pasts. And last week, she was walking around the house singing these old choruses that she used to sing in camp. And I'd never heard such things before. She said, "You never heard this before?" So I asked her to sing another one, and she kept singing me these songs. And so I decided maybe we should put these in a little medley. Mm-hmm. And so here are the spelling choruses.
I love him better every D-A-Y. I love him better every D-A-Y. Close by his S-I-D-E-I will A-B-I-D-E. I love him better every D-A-Y. Oh, I love him better every D-A-Y. I love him better every D-A-Y. Close by his S-I-D-E-I will A-B-I-D-E. I love him better every D-A-Y. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I've got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. I am a C.
Everybody!
I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I've got C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T. And I will L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y.
That means live eternally. Yes, it does.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me.
I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
I started to think to myself, hey, maybe I can do this. So I started to think of, what could I do? So here are a few that I wrote.
Give us this day. Give us this day.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D. Lord, please forgive us of our S-I-N-S as we forgive those who S-I-N against us. And lead us not into T-E-M-P-T-A-T-I-O-N, but deliver us from E-V-I-L.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D.
Our daily B-R-E-A-D. Lord, please forgive us of our S-I-N-S as we forgive those who S-I-N against us. And lead us not into T-E-M-P-T-A-T-I-O-N, but deliver us from E-V-I-L.
H-E-R, M-E-N, E-U-T-I-C-S.
When we examine the existential interpretation of a biblical text,
it's hermeneutics.
H-E-R, M-E-N, E-U-T-I-C-S. When we examine the existential interpretation of a biblical text, it's hermeneutics.
S-E-L-A-H.
S-E-L-A-H.
C'est là to say, pause to pray, to pause, you say, c'est là.
C'est là.
We pause.
Zippo R-A-H, Zippo R-A-H, oh Zippo, Zippo, Zippo R-A-H, oh Zippora. Beautiful Zipporah, she married Moses in a Zippo R-A-H. Zippo R-A-H, Zippo R-A-H. Oh, Zippo, Zippo, Zippo R-A-H. Oh, Zipporah, beautiful Zipporah, she married Moses in a Zippo R-A-H.
L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S.
Leviticus.
L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S.
Leviticus. I learned the L-A-W, learned the L-A-W, learned the law from Leviticus. Hooray! L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. Leviticus. L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. Leviticus. I learned the L-A-W, learned the L-A-W, learned the law from Leviticus. Hooray!
The final word that's written in the B-I-B-L-E. It's not Hosanna, it's not thus or thou or thee. How do you know when you have found the end? The final word, of course, is just amen. A-M-E-N.
A-M-E-N.
The final word will always be amen. Hide the B-I-B-L-E inside your H-E-A-R-T, and you will live with J-E-S-U-S until the end. A-M-E-N.
Terrific. Way to go, Mike. Michael Pierce Donnelly and the Refreshment Committee. Well, I mentioned to you that we have as a sort of a running theme tonight that will weave in and out of the show, the theme of change. Actually, we've decided to change that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Actually, we asked our audience here to answer a question for us. We ask them, if there was one thing in the world you could change, what would it be? Well, we got some fun answers and some heartwarming answers as well. Share a few of them with you. We've got a minute or so here to do this. If I could change one thing in this world, I would change the color of the grass from green to blue. Why? I don't know. Gee, they don't say. Why did I assume this was a she? I said, she doesn't say. I don't know why I assumed that. It's rather nice handwriting. It probably is a young lady. If I could change one thing in this world, it would be that pies, cake, and chocolate candy were calorie-free. Yeah. Got some supporters for that. One thing I could change would be the fact that my sweetheart and I are here chaperoned. Yeah. Yeah, and then there were some more serious ones. Here's one. I would make my handicapped little boy well. If I could change one thing in this world, it would be the communication, understanding, and patience in families. First, I would start with me. Then I would pray for those around me, that they would see the difference and would want to be like the one who lives in me. Yeah, here's one. If I could change one thing in this world, it would be to restore the basic and essential respect for human life at all levels. Here's one who would, there would be no sickness or infection if they had their way. And finally, open all people's heart to the love of Jesus Christ. Well, isn't it wonderful to know that we have a God who changes things and people and has the potential of changing the world around us and using us in the process. Change is possible. It really is. Thank you for your contribution.
Excuse me, Mr. Allison. Could you help me find my mommy?
Well, hello, honey. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you. I've noticed that.
Yeah. In fact, I don't think I've seen you since we bumped into each other at the state fair.
I love the state fair.
Yes, you love it in spite of the fact that you didn't see your mother for a couple of days.
Well, that's true.
Yes. How long did she actually end up spending in the cheese curds line?
3 days, 17 hours, and 42 minutes.
That's incredible.
She missed the food building record by 42 seconds.
Oh, I'm so sorry. She must have really been disappointed.
Yes, but you have to be grown up about these things.
That's true.
Like getting paid.
I beg your pardon?
Like getting paid. Yes, you have to be grown up about getting paid.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm not getting paid much for my appearances on this show.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's no windfall, that's for sure.
I can explain that.
Well, I'm not exactly going to be set for life over this.
Yes, that's true.
I may want to go to college.
That would be wonderful.
And I may want to invest my money in a federally insured certificate of deposit.
Uh-huh.
Then, in my later years, develop a more diversified portfolio, including a healthy representation of income-bearing investments for my retirement.
You are very wise.
Plus, if I get married and have 2.25 children, a modest home, and and a fuel-efficient mid-sized car and a conversion van, I want to be able to provide for my husband and kids in case something happens to me.
Oh. All right, all right. What are we paying you now?
$1.25 and a happy meal.
Oh. Now, wait just a minute. I thought we paid you more than that.
All right. You see, deductions for federal and state withholding, FICA, medical insurance, agent's fees, remember that agent's fees?
Yes.
Gas mileage and personal experiences, and that's what I'm left with.
$1.25 and a Happy Meal, yeah.
It's disgraceful.
Yes, it is. It is. I'll see to it that you get a raise.
Would this be a good time to ask for my own dressing room?
Don't push it, honey.
Here's my
goodbye. Would you welcome back, please, the Maranatha Praise Band.
Oh God, Most High, Almighty King, the champion of lost its sting, and standing in your victory we sing. You have broken the chains that held our captive souls. You have broken the chains and used them on your foes. All your enemies are bound, they tremble at the sound of
As I told you just a little bit ago, this band is a part-time band made up of many different talented people, and we love to feature one another and back each other up. It's really the joy of our life. And I'd like to introduce to you a very talented songwriter-artist friend, Billy Batstone.
Across the stormy sea, There is life for anyone who takes it. Not a path of safety or false security. Put your trust in me and you will make it. Leave the boat behind, step into the angry tide. Walking on the water. Come and follow me down a road you cannot see. Walking on the water. Hear the call of freedom, you that are afraid. Dance upon your fears out on the ocean. Hear the call of glory. Join the fool's parade. Come to me, you proud, who would be broken. Leave the boat behind. Step into the angry tide. Walking on the water. Come and follow me down a road you cannot see. Walking on the water. Oh, oh, step into the angry tide. Walking on the water. Come and follow me down a road you cannot see. Walking on the water. Oh, leave the boat behind. Step into the angry tide. Walking on the water. Come and follow me down a road you cannot see. Walking on the water.
We mentioned all the names of these folks the last time they were on. I want you to know who they all are. Tommy Coombs, of course, we've been talking to. Dave and Kathy Spur. Bill Batstone. John and Annie Barber. Bob Soma. Phil Christensen. Marcia Skidmore. And Jamie Owens Collins. All make up the Maranatha Praise Band. Really appreciated you folks. Thanks for being here. Sandy, my wife, and I have a cute little car. It's a zippy little white thing with burgundy interior, and Sandy just loves it. And I like it too, but I think it has kind of a twisted sense of humor. The only time it really gets silly is in the middle of the night, when the temperature is below freezing.
What happens in the middle of the night when the temperature is below freezing, you ask? What's the joke, you ask? All right. I'll tell you. Our zippy little white car with burgundy interior, when the temperature is below freezing, will, in the middle of the night, honk its horn. We're not talking a little beep beep here. We are talking a major honk. Long play. Extended wear. Blow, Gabriel, blow. It happened two nights ago. We have just moved into a new house. But not really. You see, we need to do some renovation first, so we're staying with my in-laws until it's ready. So here we are at my in-laws. I was right in the middle of a wonderful dream. Of course, I don't remember what it was now. But all of a sudden, my father-in-law was at the bedroom door saying, "Your horn is blowing. Hey, your horn is blowing." I bade my glorious dream goodbye, staggered out of bed, stumbled into my robe and high tops, grabbed my wife's keys, and ran outside, where I proceeded to fumble with the keys for a full minute trying to find the right one. There I was, in the freezing cold, in my bathrobe, with the horn blowing and lights popping on all over the neighborhood, trying to find the right key. I knew it had to be there, I just couldn't find it. And I remember thinking to myself, well, the dream may be gone, but I'm never going to forget this. There is another day I remember vividly. It was about 6.5 years ago. I got out of the car that day, walked up through the trees, poplar, white birch, oak. I stopped at the top of the hill, looked around, inhaled deeply the cool early spring air. "This would be a great spot," I called out to Sandy. "It's a corner lot. We could put the house facing this way. It'd be a beautiful backyard." And that's what we did. We built a two-story colonial. It had lots of space, four bedrooms, a big kitchen, and woods. Oh, so much woods, we didn't see our neighbors all summer long. This is where we would raise our family, celebrate birthdays and Thanksgivings and Christmases. This is where we would eat and sleep, laugh and cry, do homework and read bedtime stories. Where the grandchildren would come to visit us. Oh, many, many years hence, of course. But hey, we were dreaming, all right? And in a lot of ways, this house was a dream come true. And 2 days ago, we bade that dream goodbye. In this case, I remember the dream very well, painfully well. What I'm not sure I know is how to handle the pain of saying goodbye. Once again, I find myself looking for a key that I know must be there. But in the fog of the moment, I'm confused. Change can do that to you. Confuse things. Frustrate expectations. Shatter dreams. And maybe the older you get, the harder it is to change. We quickly become comfortable with the way things are. And when God comes along and wants to do a new thing for us, or in us, or through us, we say, "No, thank you." Or maybe even, "Hey, no way, leave me alone. I'm fine right where I am. Don't mess with me, all right?" Which, when you get right down to it, is a silly, outrageous, futile kind of thing to be saying to the creator of all there is. So, I've been learning about how fleeting dreams can be and how frightening change can be. But I've also been realizing how fundamental home is. Home. A place to go. A place to be. A place where you belong, where you are loved and accepted and cared for. Perhaps one of the saddest and most frightening words in our society nowadays is the word homeless. It is a basic human need. So important, in fact, that Jesus promised his disciples and all of us who would follow that he was going to prepare a place for us, a home. It was hard for my family to leave that house 2 days ago, believe me. Tears were shed. But I told them then, and I believe it still, gang, we're not leaving anything of lasting value behind. We are taking our home with us. We will always be a home, a family, no matter what or where the house may be. And God has promised to be there, wherever and forever.
I am trusting you, O Jesus. You alone shall lead every day.
Thank you. You've been listening to Sunday Night. Our technical supervisor is Dick Beckvar. House engineer Travis Ludwig, assisted by Chris Wild. Radio engineer Dave Schmidt, assisted by Don Malley. Carrie Baker is our house manager. Paul Arneberg is our stage manager. The New American Standard Band, thank you guys. And the Refreshment Committee, Angie Gislason, Carol Hawley, Mary Miller, Mike Donnelly, Kevin Remdy, Bruce Belgard. Thank you to our associate producer, Judy Hannestead, and our executive producer, Paul Ramsier. Music director Michael Pierce Donnelly, co-creative director Jeffrey S. Miller, and thank you to our guests tonight, Don Malley and the Maranatha Praise Band. I'm Richard K. Allison. Thank you for being with us. We hope to visit with you again real soon. Good night, everybody.
I hope you've enjoyed this special rebroadcast of the Sunday Night Radio Show. We're just listening to Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band. They were just part of the cast of characters, the show hosted by the late Richard K. Allison and originally produced before a live studio audience in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul's. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, production ended in 1994, And it was broadcast across the nation on the Skylight Satellite Network with special guests each week. We found some of these old shows in the archives and are bringing them back this summer as a radio special each weekend here on Faith Radio. So you can listen for another installment of Sunday Night to be aired next Sunday afternoon at 4 here on Faith Radio. If you go to our website, faithradionet.com, faithradionet.com, you'll find a show page for Sunday Night with a few pictures and comments about the show and the performance, and a few excerpts and highlights from some of these performances, like the Church Secretary, Missionaries in Space, Honey, Bob Stromberg, and more. So check it out and tell your friends and join us next weekend for another hour of music, mayhem, and some meaningful stuff, too, here on Sunday Night on Faith Radio.